Good afternoon and welcome to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'm so glad you're with me today. We've got a wonderful lineup for you, music, conversation, and some truly inspiring guests. In our first half hour, we'll be joined by Jonathan Williams, a country music artist from Vernon, British Columbia. His songs are rooted in real-life experience and heartfelt storytelling. And we'll be talking about his journey into music, his inspiration, and of course, sharing some of his music with you. Then, in the second half of the show, we'll slow things down and turn to the world of words as we welcome Meredith McKean, a writer from Sutton. She'll be sharing some of her poetry on air and talking about her creative process and what inspires her work. And as always, I'll have your community announcements, a bit of health news, and great music to keep you company throughout the hour. So stay tuned, you're listening to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're getting started right now with a song by Jonathan Williams, his latest one, Have It All.
Full of stars. We'll make some plans, take my jet black hand-me-down Jeep, and we can leave it in park. Living like a king on a blue-collar budget, living on love, cause it's all we ever wanted. We have it all and we don't need nothing. Us making love. And cheap wine feels like I'm flying with a first class ticket. Yeah, just to know that you're mine. I ain't big and rich in a stretched limousine, but I'm certified gold when you're riding with me. Yeah, we have it all and we don't need nothing. Us making love makes me feel like a millionaire. Can't put a price on that.
Joining us today is Jonathan Williams, a rising country artist from Vernon, British Columbia, whose music is rooted in real-life experience and heartfelt storytelling. With a sound that blends modern country with honest emotion, Jonathan has been connecting with audiences across Canada through songs that touch on love, resilience, and life's challenges. His journey into music is a unique one, and his authenticity really shines through in everything he writes and performs. I'm very pleased to welcome Jonathan Williams to the Townships at 12. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome country music artist from Vernon, BC, Jonathan Williams. So welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Hi, Maureen. Thank you.
For people who aren't familiar with you and your music, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
You bet. Yeah, I've always been in music, and in fact, since the age of 13, I picked up a guitar and learned how to play La Bamba and played in the school band for years and toured regionally with the school band, and then naturally I just got more and more interested in electric guitar, and so that took me to performing with other bands and then cover bands and then performing live all over Vancouver Island, which is the furthest of the west coast of British Columbia here, and I did that for years, and that's really all I wanted to do. I loved it so much. But then of course I got to the age of 30 and I wasn't a rock star just yet. So yeah, I realized I was married and wanted to raise a family, and becoming a rock star was just not going to cut it. So I decided to pursue a career that gave me the same passion and purpose. And yeah, so I got into law enforcement and became an RCMP officer and worked doing that for 14 years.
How did being in the law enforcement, I believe you were in the RCMP, how do you think that that shaped your music?
Well, it was so valuable. It shaped it because I used music when I had to retire medically. Unfortunately got PTSD, and there's just so many traumatic experiences that happened later in the years. And so music became a lifeline for me. It was, it really was the key to releasing certain emotions and dealing with certain trauma that I experienced. And so music was a beautiful way of being able to connect and write. And I had no idea that in just a short few years, the songs that would come out would be well enough to actually produce and publish and get some exposure. And now music has become my life. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. Do you think country music has allowed you to, you know, get out your emotions more than another genre would?
Mm-hmm. It sure has. And I grew up not listening to country music. So when people say, you always love country music? No, I have to say no. But becoming a mature adult, I realized that the more I listen to country music, the more it allows and the artist, but also the listener, to connect and share personal things, personal stories. And so naturally, just when I began writing music, I wanted to express true stories of heartbreak and trauma and stuff. And country music was a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe your sound for listeners who are hearing your music maybe for the first time?
It would be, I'd say, modern country. And I do that because it's since the 2000s and 2010, 2020, music has gotten a lot more, our country has kind of absorbed a lot of other subgenres, including rock and pop. And I grew up on rock and pop. So I would say if you enjoy 90s rock, but also the deep depth of good country music, that's it. So modern country rock, modern country pop.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the modern country is on the charts now with the pop music too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it's just perfect timing for me anyway, coming into music and being able, having the need to express certain stories and share these emotions. And there is a genre that's just perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were playing That's What a Heartbreak Tastes Like, I think about a year ago, and now you have a new one out, and it's called Have It All. So what's the difference in the two songs as far as, I don't know, the lyrics or how you feel, whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're definitely a world apart. Same modern country vibe, but this Have It All is all about being rich with really nothing at all except having love. If you have someone in your life that, and you know this when you are in love, or you have a life that you just love waking up to, you have it all, really. We a lot of society focuses success on money and material possessions, but man, the lyrics in this song of Have It All is perfect. It demonstrates that just having cheap wine and a love sitting on a tailgate watching the stars, it's all about, wow, these are magic moments to be appreciated.
They are. Do you write all your own songs?
I do, yes. I wrote Have It All. I co-wrote with music producer Jeff Johnson. So the two of us got together in his studio. And within about 2 hours, we cranked this song out. We just wanted to really write something that was about that same method or the same message of really being happy and knowing what true happiness is. And yeah, I had the guitar riff prepared. And so I just played the guitar riff, and the song just kind of naturally came alive.
Mm-hmm. How is the song doing?
It's doing great. I've got 15 radio stations across Canada playing it. There's a few internationally as well. The real goal here is just to climb up the media base number. Currently, it's sitting at 186 of 250 or 300. I can't forget the number, but it's climbing, Maureen. So I'm really excited to see that that it's catching on. So the more stations pick it up, the more I'm able to jump on a tour bus and cross the country and say hello to you in person and play for listeners in your area. It'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Now, you've been open about mental health and your experience. How important is it for you to share that through your music?
It's been so important and instrumental in healing. Just talking about it over again with people and sharing it in music has been such a great way to connect and express not only the things that I've experienced, but to connect with others that have gone through that. Really, talking to others has really helped. The feeling of being alone is not true, but yet that is kind of the default sensation and perception that I had when dealing with PTSD. You know, there's such a stigma with it, and also with depression, anxiety, and so dealing with all those things, music was perfect to be not only the vessel to express those things, but to connect with others that might have experienced that too.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Have you been doing a lot of live performances in the last year, or do you intend to this summer?
Sure have, Maureen. Yeah, here in BC is pretty good for live music. There are so many breweries and wineries that really love having an acoustic performance, which I've done over the years. But it's picking up. I have a band now, and we are performing on larger stages in front of larger audiences, and it's really become a lifestyle, which is awesome. So I just every day I wake up, I work on social media, trying to get the outreach, get the music out there, and then performing in front of everyone and sharing these experiences. It's such a blessing to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer smaller, intimate venues or big festival crowds?
I love them both, Maureen. The small and intimate ones are great because I get to be able to just talk normally to a handful of people and you know, around 80 to 100 people. It's just such more an intimate opportunity to talk about the song, to share, and even ask answer questions. But then, of course, who doesn't like the high of standing on a stage in front of thousands of people and playing your music and sharing that same experience and with people and having them enjoy your song and singing along. It really is. It's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Do you still get nervous on stage, or is that gone?
Here and there. I notice that when there are industry people in the crowd, I do get a little nervous, only because it matters so much that I convey and perform in the way that I want to be seen as a professional. So it's interesting. These are such, you know, I don't think none of us ever can forever release or get rid of that feeling and sensation of nervousness. But you know what? When I do feel that, I realize that sensation and that feeling means that it's going to be a great show, and it means a lot to you.
Now, Have It All, that's your latest one right now. What else are you working on? Are you working on an album or any other songs coming up?
Yeah, by the end of this year, I will have enough to release an EP, and that is the goal, to have all of the songs that I've written over the last couple of years and compile them into one album. So I hope to have this not only out on CDs, but also vinyl. It's funny that these things are coming back to life. So to have a record, as they say, and to be able to sell it as part of the merch that I'll have when I'm touring is exciting. But also to take that moment for me as a milestone of like, wow, you know, I did it. I've written an album's worth of country songs, and I love it. And you know, to be able to share it with everyone else. And there are more songs coming. When I'm not on social media and trying to promote the newest songs and stuff there, I'm in the studio and writing, and it's such a beautiful experience to be able to be creative and write new music and share it. It's been incredible.
Mm-hmm. So music is your full-time profession now. What does a normal day look like to you?
Yeah, there's no more normal days. You know, when you're so excited to get up and work more at your craft, I'm up sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning because my mind is going on about, oh, you got to do this. You got to make sure you do this. Oh, you got to make sure that you finish this particular song in the studio. And so I will work, and I can't even say work, but I do music from the moment I wake up to when I finally pass out at nighttime because it's just so exhausted. So a normal day is, I don't know, 10 to 12 hours easy.
That's amazing. So you certainly have found your passion in life.
Yeah, sure have. It's it really is amazing. And this is why I encourage people to relive their dreams and try and at least carve out a little piece of your day to do what it is that you love, because it's really true happiness comes from it.
Definitely. Where can people find your music and follow your journey?
Yeah. My handle for TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook is Jonathan Official Music, and Jonathan is spelled Jonathan. So Jonathan Official Music. I also have a website, jonathanofficialmusic.com, and all my music is up on Spotify and Apple and YouTube. Wherever you stream your music, it's there.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people feel when they hear your songs?
It's sincere connection. I love being honest in the songs. Being vulnerable in the music, and to be able to connect and have someone send me a text or see me at a show and just come up and say, hey, I love that song, and I'm so glad that you're talking about that, because that's me too. And so that type of connection really is what matters most to me.
Okay. If someone is going through a rough time right now, what would you want them to take away from your music?
To know that they're not alone. The songs that I write are really, at first when I was writing them, they were just for myself. I wanted to capture that moment and to let whatever it is out onto something, whether it's journaling or a diary. But for me, it was music. And so, yeah, if you're going through a rough time and you're struggling, just know that, you know, there's so many people out there that are experiencing that, and to I encourage everyone to reach out, connect with a friend or a group or any type of healing organization, really, to connect with others, because your healing is there. And also, I'm a man of faith too, so I'm big on prayer in the morning. So
wonderful messages. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Jonathan?
No, you've got some great questions there, Maureen. So I really appreciate your time and calling. And yeah, I for anyone that's listening too, call in, request that song, let's Have It All up there in the charts.
Definitely. We've been talking with Jonathan Williams, a modern country artist from Vernon, BC. Right now we're playing his latest hit, Have It All. So thanks very much, Jonathan, and all the best on your career.
Thank you so much, Maureen. You need to take care.
You too. Bye. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Coming up, it's the Spring Fashion Show, a fundraiser to help women attain their driver's license. The Lennoxville and District Women's Center, in collaboration with Boutique LD, is putting on a fashion show on April 10th. Go to www.ldwc-store.square.site. Save $5 by buying your ticket early. $20 early bird, $25 at the door. $10 youth ages 10 to 17, and $12 youth at the door. Free for those under 10 years old, but a ticket must be reserved. The fashion show starts at 8 p.m. and the doors open at 7:30 p.m. That's April 10th at Lennoxville Elementary School, located at 1 Academy Street in Lennoxville. And we have some events coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, over on 300 St. Francis Street. It's a dance with Slightly Haggard, Saturday, April 18th, starting at 8 p.m., open to everybody 18 years and over. There's a dance with Sydney Aulis every Sunday in April, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m., $10 at the door. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. There's a unit meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Ladies Spring Supper, Saturday, April 25th at 5:30 p.m. Please call Doreen Morissette to reserve 819-821-8255. 2967.
CFUW, the Canadian Federation of University Women, will be holding a general meeting on Monday, April 13th. Please note this meeting will be held at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located at 256 Queen Street in Lennoxville, downstairs. The meeting will start at 1:30 p.m. Doors open at 1. The public is welcome to attend. The Users Committee of the CHUS will be presenting examples of participation in end-of-life care and the new mother-child and emergency centers. The presenters will be Claude Lemoyne, president of the Users Committee, José Rourke, past president, and Marie Trousdale, vice president. Alexander Galt Regional High School, their play coming up is called Myth Understood. That will be on Thursday, April 16th, Friday, April 17th, and Saturday, April 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the Galt Auditorium. Tickets are $9 and you can get them at the door. There will be a fundraiser coming up for the Sawyerville Elementary School. It's a dance, April 18th, live music by Sandy Lee and Bubba, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Admission is $15 a person. It will be held at the Johnville Community Center, located at 62 Jordan Hill Road. There will be a fundraiser spaghetti supper happening on April 25th, Bury Firefighters Spaghetti Supper, to raise money for the Volunteer Fire Department in Barrie, 563 Main Street in Barrie. $15 per person. 8 and under eat for free. Starts at 5 p.m. For tickets, call the Barrie Fire Chief at 819-452-1017. That's 819-452-1017. St. George's Anglican Church in Lennoxville is hosting a bake sale on April 24th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the final Friday soup lunch of the month. Stop by for lunch and support the Evening Anglican Church Women. Mental Health S3 will be having another online workshop, Always On High, Functioning Anxiety and Hustle Culture, led by Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist. Wednesday, April 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. online Zoom. Many of us know what it is like to feel constantly on, pushing through, staying productive, and carrying on even when we are overwhelmed. This workshop will explore high-functioning anxiety, the pressure to stay in work-hard mode, and how this can keep us stuck in stress and survival mode. Together, we'll look at how this shows up in our daily lives and share practical ways to move toward more balance. Call Mental Health S3 for more information or to register. 819-565-3777. Mother's Day Weekend Spring Market, happening at The Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lennoxville, on Saturday, May 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest in the first half of today's show, Jonathan Williams from Vernon, British Columbia. Check out his music online. We will take a short break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of The Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with writer from Sutton, Meredith McKean, and she will be reading a bit of her poetry to us today. So we will close out the first part of today's show with another song by Jonathan Williams, That's What Heartbreak Tastes Like.
This was your last goodbye when you called me on the phone. The sun setting on me tonight, never thought I'd be alone. In this bar, on this night, drowning herd in the neon light. Will I ever feel that emptiness inside?
When her lipstick stains every whiskey glass, our song comes on and I'm right back in the past. On a proof won't chase away your memory, can't erase like that. God knows the reasons why you walked out of my life. It burns slow, bitter cold, goodbye. That's what a heartbreak tastes like.
That fire you left still marble red, burning in my mind. That last call shot of your sweet smile haunts me all the time. I cannot do, I cannot run. The salt, the wound, the damage done. You're everywhere.
pass away. Your memory can't erase a kiss like that. God knows the reasons why you walked out of my life. It burns so bitter cold.